Morning, everybody. Steve here with Steve's Thought for the Day. It's Friday morning, and all week we've been talking about inspiration and what inspires us. Let me read to you some incredible verses. If you're familiar with the Bible, if not, let me read these to you. They're from a book at the end of the New Testament called Hebrews, chapter 11. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abel brought a better offering to God than Cain. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life. By faith, Noah when warned. By faith. This is an incredible chapter of a potted history of some of what we might refer to as the giants of Old Testament and Jewish history. And many people have talked about them millions of times over from pulpits and homes around the world over the years. Heroes, wow. This morning, on this Friday the 17th, I just want to, like the rest of the country, talk about Captain Tom Moore, a man who wanted to do 100 laps of his garden before he was 100 years of age. And as we stand this morning on Friday the 17th, he has raised not £1,000 that was his target, but £17 million. Wow. Captain Tom, we genuinely salute you. What a hero. As I think about heroes and inspiration, there's a gallery that sits in my heart. Almost like you'd wander around a stately home and perhaps see pictures of the generations of the family that have owned this home, going back through the oil paintings, and you look at the similarities. Do you know what? I don't know about you, but I'm sure you're prompted with this thought, that I've got a gallery of people who sit in my heart. People who, from my early days as a Christian, influenced my life, encouraged me, wanted to see the best come out of me, spurred me on, perhaps challenged me when I'd got things badly wrong or just a little bit wrong. They are some of the heroes of my life, and today I just want to thank them. Some of them are in heaven now, some of them are still doing what they do across this country and beyond, and even more recently, people who I know and I've built incredible friendships with, who for me hang in the gallery of my life and continue as an inspiration. All of them have got one inspiration that forms their life and shape, and that is Jesus Christ. And I thank God for sending Jesus, and I thank God for the inspiration that he is and continues to be to billions of people across this planet. So I just invite you on this Friday morning just to take a moment, sit back, close your eyes if that's appropriate, and just think of the people who have shaped and influenced your life, your family, brothers, sisters, parents, grandparents, right down to people who have had much less of a time to influence you, but they have done, and you're deeply appreciative of the impact that they have made. And although I've not named any of the people, I just say publicly thank you for shaping the man that I am and for allowing God to use you to be an influence on me. I don't know, you might even want to drop them a text or somehow get in touch with them and say just thank you for the person that you are and what you mean to me. There might not have been books written about them, but you've shaped my life and you've influenced me. Have a great Friday. Lord, we thank you so much for the influences that are upon our lives. Lord, we pray that for us this morning, we would see that we too can be an influence on other people's lives. May our words, our actions, our responses be things that people look to, admire, and take on board. Lord, we thank you for this day. Bless it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't have a great day. Make a great day. Carpe diem.